We've all heard of the dreaded retirement tsunami expected to hit the federal government. But what if we told you it wasn't coming after all? Federal News Radio's new special report, Retirement Conundrum, examined the predictions. Jeff Neal is the former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Homeland Security Department. He is now Senior Vice President at ICF International. And he tells Federal News Radio's Jack Moore, people are spending too much time looking at the number of federal employees eligible to retire.
The retirement wave has been overblown because people look at the number the wrong way. They take that static snapshot, fast forward a few years, and say, oh my God, 60% of the people will be eligible to retire and we'll have a retirement tsunami. But that's grossly overstating the number of people who are actually eligible to retire at any given time. And so when people see those big numbers, they make some assumptions about retirement that are really not based on facts. They're based on a pretty warped view of what those numbers really mean. And what you discovered in doing your research is exactly what happens. You're told in 2016, 60% of people will be eligible to retire. Lo and behold, a couple of years later, now we're told in 2016, 30% will be eligible. And both of those numbers are accurate. 60% of the people who were in the federal government when the first set of numbers were done would be eligible to retire in 2016, but half of them have retired already. So that tends to overstate the potential for retirement because it makes the retirement eligibility pool look much, much bigger. The other thing is that people tend to look at numbers of folks who are eligible for retirement, and they combine optional retirement and early retirement. And when you look at early retirement, far more people are eligible to retire. But to retire early, you have to have something happen, like a reduction in force or an early retirement offering, and you have to be willing to retire with a lower annuity. So the number of people who are eligible for optional retirement is a really important number. The number who are eligible for early retirement is a less important number. And a lot of people tend to lump all of those together because, again, it gives them a bigger number, and they can go out and say, oh, my God, the sky is falling because so many people are going to be eligible to retire. They tend to overstate it.
There you have it. That's Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security. Now, coming up in our special report, Retirement Conundrum, Federal News Radio's Jack Moore takes a look at why OPM has trouble reducing the retirement claims backlog. Plus, he'll examine how agencies can retain institutional knowledge as longtime employees leave and walk out the door. You can find the special report, the whole special report, Retirement Conundrum. It's at federalnewsradio.com, your search term, retirement.